He's been called a super donor and possibly the father of the second largest amount of children in history. He says he's just a selfless guy helping families, one of very few men who are willing to make a difference in women's lives. But when does kindness cross over into indulgence, obsession, or just plain narcissism? This is the story of Jonathan Meyer, the serial sperm donor who says Netflix is exploiting his hundreds of children. Hi friends, I'm Katie, and this is Katie Does Crime. Thank you for joining me for the first time if you're new here, and hello to the usual rapscallions and reprobates. Please consider subscribing or joining me on Patreon if you'd like to hear more true crime stories. I remember that when my sister announced that she was pregnant with her third kid, I was like, whoa, isn't that going to be a lot of work? And she basically said that your life changes so much with one baby, and then your kids become your whole life with two babies, so hey, what's another one? And that seems to be the attitude of today's subject. Jonathan Jacob Meyer has so many kids, a Dutch court had to literally order him to stop. But he wasn't some great dad who just loved tossing around the ball with his children. No, he was a sperm donor. He advertised himself to potential matches as a blonde musical Viking, a mix of Brad Pitt and Chris Hemsworth. He had been helping families since 2007, and he had a line of willing clients. Everyone wanted their kids to have hair like that. But in March 2023, he was sued by a group of moms in the Netherlands to make him keep it in his pants. They said he lied about how many children he had fathered, about only donating to one clinic, and sometimes even about his name. The mom of one of Meyer's children said, "If I had known he had already fathered more than 100 children, I would have never chosen him. If I think about the consequences this could have for my child, I am sick to my stomach." She says that when she found Meyer on a site called One Wish, he was going by Jacob and said he'd had about 10 children in 10 years. She says that when she later confronted him about the real amount, he said the other donors aren't honest about their numbers either. But this idea of him only having 100 children was already way off. That was the number in 2017, and that was just in the Netherlands. Meyer is originally from The Hague, between Amsterdam and Rotterdam. Guidelines for clinics there say donors should only father a maximum of 25 children with 12 women. The idea being that the more DNA is floating around out there from one person, the more likely incest or inbreeding is, and the more likely psychological problems are when people find out that they have countless siblings they didn't know about. Meyer was blacklisted from donating in the Netherlands in 2017 after it was discovered that he had those 100-plus children when he was supposed to have stopped at 25. So he just went to places like Denmark and Ukraine instead. Or he approached people online through matching websites or on social media, bypassing borders completely. The New York Times reported about a Dutch woman he met in 2015 through a website called Desire for a Child, who paid him 165 euros plus travel expenses for his sample. When she later confronted him about his blacklisting, he told her, "I'm just helping women make their biggest wish come true." Meyer sometimes used an alias to skirt the law, like in the case of an Australian couple who paid $6,500 to a clinic for the sperm of the worldly, creative, very intelligent man named Rude, like Rudolph. The mother of that child said, "He won't be stopped. I think it's disgusting, and I'm incredibly angry and disappointed. I can't believe I have to tell my child that he has hundreds of siblings." The suit against Meyer demanded that he be stopped, that every clinic he had donated to be known, and that all of his existing samples be destroyed. Meyer was 41 years old when the suit was filed in 2023. He's been a teacher and a mailman, but articles from the time called him a musician, so of course I tried to find his music. And isn't it just wonderful that YouTube gives every aspiring artist a platform? You can enjoy all six of his albums, which range from the grungy guitar-driven to the electronic, with him talking over the music but kind of stretching out the vowels so it sounds sort of like singing. In one song, he repeats the word wow 8 times. He started video blogging in English on YouTube in 2014, bringing his philosophy of living life to the maximum and not being a slave to the masses, or at least the 5,000 people who subscribed to his channel. He went on to discuss important topics like how commenters on news articles are sheep, how low-status tramps like alcoholics can learn to talk to high-status people, advice for trad wives, and of course, carbs. He begins all of his videos by panning around whatever exotic locale he's visiting, like Italy or Prague or Egypt, maybe so you'll trust him in the next video when he tells you how to get rich on silver or crypto. Although lately, most of his videos are about living deodorant-free in nature and eating raw pig brains. His conspiracy video on white privilege was very enjoyable just to get to hear him say,
"White privilege,"
in his accent. But if you only watch one video, make it the one on raw milk. Drinking raw milk is drinking pure life, he says, because cows eat grass and grass is alive. You can't argue with that logic.
Drinking raw milk is drinking pure life. I love raw milk because it is pure. It is alive. The grass that the cows eat is alive. Then it comes into their mouths and it goes through their different stomachs. And in every stomach, they add some new bacteria. All these bacteria, they will eventually end up in the raw milk.
In Meyer's video about becoming a sperm donor, he says he grew up in a big family with 7 siblings and it was great. He's heartbroken when he sees nice, friendly people who want kids but don't have them. But what really led him to being a donor was when he was studying to be a social studies teacher in college and a friend broke the news that he couldn't have kids. Meyer didn't really know that sperm donation was a thing, but when his friend told him about it, it resonated with him. This was right around when the Netherlands changed its laws so that donors were no longer anonymous, which made far fewer men donate. There was suddenly a wait list of up to 2 years for a sperm sample. His friend grew depressed and quit his studies, and Meyer realized he could make a huge impact by doing something small. These brave men donated for others with no expectation of rewards nor medals, and it seemed noble to him. Around the age of 24, Meyer gave himself 1 year to seriously consider becoming a donor. And when he considered it, he felt an overwhelming feeling of love. He's mad that people think it's so easy for men to father children they'll never raise, as if men have no feelings, but he's happy to be useful and to do something selfless. Now he loves that his children have developed relationships with each other, and he thinks of them like nieces and nephews. He claims in this video that he stopped donating in 2019. But the Donor Children Advocacy Foundation that brought the suit against him says he lies about the number of children he's fathered. They say he refused to stop donating even when some of the mothers of his children asked him to. And in April 2023, a Dutch court sided with them. They said Meyer deliberately misinformed those who would be receiving his donations, and all these parents are now confronted with the fact that the children in their family are part of a huge kinship network with hundreds of half-siblings, which they did not choose. Meyer was ordered to seek out all the clinics he had donated to and have his samples be destroyed, unless they were reserved for a woman who had already conceived with him. If he doesn't comply, he'll face a 100,000 euro fine. It was wild to me reading about how random or non-existent the regulations around sperm donation are. Like, the New York Times reported in 2021 that German clinics allow you to father 15 children total, while in the UK you can father unlimited children for 10 families. In the US, there aren't any laws around it at all, just guidelines. And if you're curious, the guidelines are 25 children per donor per 800,000 people. But sperm banks aren't really out there having Sunday dinner together and sharing stories, so a donor can simply go to another country if he's tapped out in his own. And how does it feel to be one of these donor-conceived kids who finds out that they have all these half-siblings all over the world? One man who found out his dad may have fathered more than 200 children said, "It's been a shock to learn how to integrate 42 brothers and sisters into your life. There are no books on how to do that. Our group is at 70 known children already and getting new matches every month. They keep a running list so no one will accidentally start dating one another." The New York Times article says that one of the siblings matched with 4 of his half-siblings on a dating app, and then the article stops there. But I hope the insinuation is that, you know, it didn't work out with any of them. As for our blonde musical Viking donor, he says that he's never donated under false names, and that he doesn't remember ever being told that he couldn't donate to multiple sperm banks in different countries. And anyway, he's quote-unquote disappointed by the obsession with numbers. The foundation that brought the suit against him believes that he could have as many as 1,000 children. But he says, "I became a donor not for any numbers, but out of love to help parents with realizing their dream. I cannot understand how anyone can only focus on numbers and see my donor children as a number." Of the almost 500 children he admits to having, about 375 live in the Netherlands, 80 in Germany, 35 in Belgium, 4 in Argentina, and 2 live in Australia. So aside from just wanting to make dreams come true, what would compel someone to father hundreds or even 1,000 children? The donor sibling registry says there are 3 main motives for the average guy: money, charity, and spreading those wild oats. In terms of the money, these guys don't specifically make a lot from their donations. But if women are paying Meyer privately to travel to them for his donation, he's suddenly in exotic locations for free, where he can then, of course, film his crypto trading videos for YouTube. As for the charity, donors will often talk about the pleasure of helping to grow beautiful families, how appreciative the recipients are, and how it feels like their small contributions lead to something much bigger than themselves. And in terms of wild oats, well, some donors seem to see it as some kind of competition to see who can have the most kids. They're accused of narcissism, wanting to be chosen by the most women to prove that they have the best genes. As one YouTube commenter put it, "If you're good-looking and don't have any genetic abnormalities, what's the big fuss about a few half-siblings accidentally procreating?" Netflix is releasing a documentary about Jonathan Meyer on July 3rd called The Man with 1,000 Kids. He says he declined to participate because they wanted to call it The Fertility Fraudster and because the children didn't consent to having their stories told. He takes issue with the fact that Netflix is sensationalizing how many children he's donated sperm toward creating because he says he only has maybe half that. He also doesn't like that they vaguely refer to him as the man in the title when they don't even know his pronouns. He's joking about that, though, making fun of people who might have a pronoun preference. And finally, he thinks Netflix is evil, and he doesn't subscribe because he lives in nature and helps people. His words.
You can see that I'm now emotional. And normally I'm never emotional in my video blogs, but this is how upset I am that something that's so precious and beautiful, like a donor helping others, is of course being squeezed by the media to make some profit, to make a name. Just horrible.
The director of the Netflix documentary says, "You get one life on this earth. Why has he chosen to use his charm and his intellect and his creativity in order to try to procreate on a mass scale and deceive all these people?" Speaking to lots of different parents that have met him and people that know him well, it seems like it almost became an addiction for him. The Mirror reports that Meyer said, "Yes, I lied to the women. That was wrong. I wanted to help them." He tells Newsweek, "I never charged money. I never intended on having sex. And I'm seeing 75% of the children and families regularly and doing everything for my donor children that they feel loved, wanted in my life, and that they are unique human beings and souls." And like, I want to believe him. I want to think that this guy just needed a purpose and it got a little out of hand. But I also just can't forget that he's also the type of guy who tells people he looks like a cross between Brad Pitt and Chris Hemsworth. So what do you think? Was this the selfless act of a man whose college roommate inspired him to help and who dreams of having 5 children himself? Do you believe that he just wanted to do something meaningful with his life? And when does it go from being charitable to just being creepy? Thank you for tuning into my podcast episode. I'm just a true crime fan like you are, and I really appreciate you taking a chance on me. Please subscribe and tell a friend if you like spending this time together. You can also find me on YouTube in the flesh by searching Katie Does Crime.